WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It's rare for public television to showcase the body of work of one independent filmmaker, but over the summer, six music documentaries made by Robert Muggy will be shown in a series called Summer Night Music. The films combine concert performances with interviews. The musicians featured are Reuben Blades, Al Green, Sonny Rollins, and Gil Scott-Heron. Also in the series are two compilation films, one on reggae music and one on Hawaiian music. This week, many stations will air the film Gospel According to Al Green. Al Green was a star soul singer during the early 70s, but he left soul music after a spiritual reawakening and for more than a decade has run a church in Memphis, Tennessee, where he preaches and produces gospel records.
You don't think you're having no trouble now because Jesus has been through this. Jesus has the way before.
When you were making your movie on Al Green, he wasn't singing any of his soul music. He was only singing gospel music. And I think a lot of times when you're doing a documentary about someone, there's this tug of war about what the filmmaker really wants in the movie musically and what the performer really wants in it. Did that happen to you with Al Green? Did you want him to perform soul music even though he wasn't doing it anymore?
Yes, I did. And it took creating some very special situations to sort of not trick him into doing it, but convince him in a sly way, shall I say, to doing it. One was he knew that I had already filmed him in a concert situation and in the church situation doing gospel songs. I sat him down to do an interview in his own studio in Memphis. He gave him a guitar that belonged to one of his guitarists and said, you know, if you don't mind, when you're talking about the old days, illustrate some of the early period with some of those old songs. So he'd do a little bit of "I'm Tired of Being Alone" or something like that. And then later, we grouped around him, his musicians, into what we said would be a sort of a rehearsal situation. He rehearsed, quote unquote, a number of the gospel songs. Then we said, gee, it'd be fun to hear you do "Let's Stay Together." And so we managed to get him to do that song. But it was very important for the themes of the film to show the progression from the earlier work to the later, whatever I had to do to get him performing it.
I'm going to ask you about another movie, and this is your movie about jazz tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins, who's considered by many like the most extraordinary jazz improviser performing today. Now, he's someone who, it's been my experience, isn't that interested in doing interviews. He's not a very public type of performer. Did you have to do a lot of convincing to get him to be the subject of one of your movies?
I had to do some convincing, but the main convincing was done by his wife, Lucille. Lucille had decided that, I think even before I contacted them, that Sonny was doing the best playing of his entire life and that this was a period which needed to be properly documented. Sonny didn't enter this kicking and screaming, but he entered it the way he enters most things, cautiously, with some reluctance. And then only once the cameras were rolling and all that did he give out this unbelievable performance that, you know, I thank God we were able to capture. But then that's part of what's so special about Sonny is very unpredictable. And that comes through in his art as well as in his life. And that's part of why I wanted to do a film on Sonny in particular, is I wanted to do a film about improvisation, both as a musical tool in American music and in particular Black American music, but also as a way of living your life.
Sonny Rollins in your movie did something very unpredictable that made for an incredibly dramatic moment on film. He was playing, and you were filming him playing, in a rock quarry in upstate New York, and he was playing on a rock stage about 6 feet above the ground.
Right.
He's playing this long improvisation that would lead into the piece that he'd finally end up playing. And in the middle of this improvisation, he decides to jump off the stage a 6-foot leap.
Yeah.
I'd like to just play for our listeners what that sounded like, and you'll hear the break in the playing. What went through your mind when you saw him jump off that stage?
Well, horror, because he has just jumped off the stage and fallen flat on his back on solid rock. That's what Sonny did. We did not stop filming, but I ran down to see, is he okay? Before I got there, as he was lying there flat on his back, audience standing up, you know, with a loud gasp and everything, all of a sudden he starts playing again, lying there on his back, which is something the cameras did capture. We later found out he had broken his heel. But yeah, it becomes a pivotal moment in the film, because here we have improvisation in life and improvisation in art to the nth degree.
Let's get to your new movie. Your latest movie is called Hawaiian Rainbow, and it's about the different forms of Hawaiian music being performed now right. in Hawaii, with a look back at the history of where these forms come from, the many influences that have, you know,
right.
been heard in Hawaiian music. I think for a lot of us, we think Hawaiian music, and we see and hear a lot of cliches from all the Andy Williams specials in Hawaii, Perry Como. Yeah, right.
Don
Ho, yeah. Do you have all these cliches in mind?
I had them all in mind before I went to Hawaii. And it's funny, because I went there 2 years ago on the way, just spending 2 days on the way to Australia. I intended really to look into Aboriginal music in Australia, which I did somewhat. But the funny thing was, in those 2 days in Hawaii, I overheard sounds that were unlike anything I'd heard before. And I just said to myself, something is going on here. My goodness, there is a real movie here, at least one. In fact, I'm about to do a second movie down there on Hawaiian dance. But what I decided to do was to make a film which would show Hawaiian music from the great ancient traditions right up through all the different sort of modern subgenres that are going on there now.
There's one group who you filmed called the San Bernard Trio. And San Bernard, the lead singer in it, has this really beautiful, very unusual falsetto. Who is he? How did you find him?
Some people who study Hawaiian music down in Hawaii took me to see him, because they saw him as an example of one of the finest contemporary Hawaiian styles. And, you know, I came in and here's this guy, several hundred pounds, but singing, as you say, with this beautiful, ethereal-sounding falsetto.
Yeah.
And he's got it with, he's playing this tiny little ukulele, and on one side of him is a guitar player, on the other side is a bass player, and out of the audience is coming one after another of hula dancers dancing to these traditional songs that he's doing with so much gusto. I don't know how else to say it.
Ooh, he opened the beach, where the moon shines on the sand, and the beach boys surfing in with the tide to the shore, with girls side by side. All the sand, you'll hear music of old and new, and the beach boys are now playing and singing out there, Liliuokalani.
One of the things which runs through all these films that are in this series, as well as the other films I've done on Sun Ra and composer George Crumb and others, is that I'm most interested in music which hasn't been cut off from its natural roots. Music which says something about the culture from which it comes, or the subculture from which it comes, which says something about the lives of the people who are creating it. You know, all too often today, music is just a corporate product, and it's totally cut off from anything outside of musical notes.
Well, congratulations on the film festival.
Thanks.
Six of Robert Muggy's films can be seen on many public television stations this summer in a series called Summer Night Music.
Under the palm trees where music lingers.
Ooh, Mr. Samuel,
this is Fresh Air.